want to share something here with you. This is from the Baltimore Sun. It was written on November 9, 2016. It's an instructive piece from the Baltimore Sun. And they were talking about Donald Trump having been elected the day before to become president of the United States. Donald J. Trump, known for his hyperbole, but not all of his ideas are a stretch. Our inner cities are a disaster, writes the Sun, as he said in his final presidential debate, and they should be officially declared so. Mr. Trump said on the campaign trail that he would, quote, empower cities and states to seek a federal disaster designation for blighted communities in order to initiate the rebuilding of vital infrastructure, the demolition of abandoned properties, and the increased presence of law enforcement. Now that he's captured the presidency, let's hope he follows through. From the Baltimore Sun, November 9, 2016. They're right there on it. So is it racist for Donald Trump to call out what is clearly a problem in Baltimore and in so many cities around the country that have been controlled exclusively by Democrats my entire life for decades? Democrat single-party rule has ruled the inner cities of America. Go ahead, take a walk through Baltimore or Philadelphia. Look at the homelessness in San Francisco. Look at the problems plaguing every big city in America, the gun violence in Chicago, the abandoned portions of Detroit. I mean, let's be fair. Democrats have been in charge for decades and decades, making promise after promise after promise. And then, of course, always blaming Republicans and ultimately screaming racist when anybody denigrates those same places that have failed miserably under the control of Democrats. Elijah Cummings should be held to account for the condition of his district. He's been there for a very long time. His district has not improved in many years. Now, does it have places like Columbia, Maryland, considered maybe the safest city in America? Yeah, that's also in his district. But Baltimore is squalor, abandoned buildings, and yes, rats running in the streets. And that's true of too many places in America, too many. Places that need to be addressed. Maybe it is time for Donald Trump to declare a national emergency when it comes to America's inner cities. Declare opportunity zones in places that today are barely inhabitable, if they're inhabitable at all. And he's not wrong, is the president, when he says no human being would want to live there, not by choice. They're forced there because they have no way out. That's not racist. That's common sense. And we owe it. We owe it to our brothers and sisters, our fellow Americans that live in these places, to give them a hand up, to give them an opportunity to break free of these chains of poverty that have gone on generation after generation. Doesn't make him a racist. It makes him a realist. When the president declares an area to be a disaster, says the op-ed, additional federal assistance can be applied while regulations and rules for rebuilding and revitalization can be waived or reduced, or eliminated altogether. Brilliant idea. Don't wait for all the permits. Get out the Caterpillar D9 bulldozers and get to work. Get out the wrecking ball. Level those old areas that have been destroyed by poverty and drugs and gang violence and move forward in America. That's what we should do. That's not racist. That's putting America first. Putting Baltimore first and Chicago and every other big city in America that's plagued by these problems of homelessness and hunger and poverty at every level, not to mention the drug trade and the gang violence. All of these things must be addressed. We will never solve the problems of our inner cities if we don't get to the root of the drug problems and the gun violence problems and the gang problems, all of it. And you don't do that by sitting idly by and telling yourself you're doing a great job when it's quite clear you are not. And you don't change that formula or that trajectory by accusing anybody who says otherwise of being racist. That gets you nowhere. And in fact, does racist mean anything anymore? Well, he's criticized women of color. Yeah? Okay. I'm pretty sure their color has nothing to do with it. It's their bad ideas and their failed policy notions. That's the problem. Same with Elijah Cummings. What has he done to improve the lives and the lots of those that live in his district in the city of Baltimore? That's a fair question after all of these years in Congress. It's a fair challenge to be made. It's not racist. It's real. What have you done, Mr. Cummings? What have you done to improve the lot for those that live in your district? Sure, you've got Columbia and some other wealthy areas of Maryland. After all, it's the wealthiest state in America per capita. But those in Baltimore seem to be left behind, forgotten. Freddie Gray, the only time Baltimore makes the headlines, and we see how that turned out. Throwing the race card is not a solution. It's a distraction, something that gets us nowhere. It's time to roll up our sleeves and get something done around here. It's time to be serious about where we're going with all of this. It is time to make a difference. And if it takes Donald Trump calling it out for what it is to get it jump started, well, then that's the way it's going to be. But to throw the race card, what a tired, trite, and ineffective distraction that truly is. If you have no argument and no way to defend yourself or your policies, just scream racism, scream bigot, scream xenophobe. Maybe that will distract them long enough so they won't actually realize you've done nothing to improve the lot of the lives of the people in your city, in your district. Maybe that will distract them long enough so you can get reelected once again, so you can once again ignore the plight of the people in Baltimore and go back to the nice parties and eat the nice food and hang out with the nice people in the fancy suits and the fancy cars. Maybe that's enough of a distraction, but I say it should not be. Maybe Donald Trump was right. Declare these cities a national disaster. Make it a priority. Maybe that would move the needle. There's a thought for you here on this Monday. Good to have you here, by the way. You can always find out more at stevegruber.com. Follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. We're here for you. Drop me an email at stevegruber.com. Love to see it. We'll be right back.